here come the Hawks. It all starts tonight. Hawks against Tampa Bay. And, of course, you can catch it all here on WGN Radio. John Weideman will give you the who and the what. Troy Murray will give you the how and the why. Troy, good morning. Happy New Year.
Good morning, John. How are you?
Oh, so excited to hear Blackhawks hockey on the radio, to see it. It's not winter till it happens. Unusual year, and you have to say the least. But you got to be excited, but a tough test off the start.
Yeah, I mean, you might as well get right into the fire right off the bat. I mean, you're playing the Stanley Cup champions. They did lose a couple players, but, you know, just going over their roster last night, doing my prep for the game tonight, boy, they're still deep. They're talented. Great big defense, solid goaltending. So it's going to be a great challenge, and I think that for the Blackhawk players, the young and the old, that they should be excited to be playing in this game tonight.
All right, so I know we won't know for sure for another couple of hours, but who is the goaltender going to be?
I don't know.
Well,
Kevin Lankinen, from what they were talking about yesterday, went onto the taxi squad. So it's going to be Colin Delia or Malcolm Subban. And being at practice yesterday, Malcolm Subban did not participate in the optional practice. Now, I'm assuming that because he didn't practice in that, he's getting himself prepared for the game tonight. So my speculation is Malcolm Subban is going to get the net tonight.
You know, no one wants to go into a season without, you know, Kirby Doc, Jonathan Toews playing in these games, but you know, that does offer opportunities for other people to shine. Who are you looking at to maybe have a little bit more of a puck control, puck time to make their mark here?
Well, it's interesting because, you know, John, you're absolutely right. When you look at, you know, the absence of Jonathan Toews and Kirby Doc, I mean, those are, you know, two of your top three centermen, along with Dylan Strome from last year. You've added some guys, and unfortunately, Carl Soderberg, who was a big centerman who was, you know, kind of signed at the last minute to come in here, and still he's got his immigration papers done, and he's going to be in Chicago, but he's not going to be prepared or ready for the game tonight. So you look at some of the younger players that were brought in, and you look at Pugh Suter. He'll be wearing number 24 tonight. Not a big guy, but he was a Swiss League MVP last year, led the league in points, played in the same league as Dominik Kubalik, who at the same time had the great results there. And Kubalik and him are going to play on the same line. And you know, when you look at Tampa's lineup, and they have the last line change, it's going to be interesting to see what kind of matchups John Cooper, the head coach of Tampa, tries to put out there against a young, untested type of player. Lucas Walmark, who's 25 years of age, he was picked up as a free agent. You know, he's going to stabilize the center position. Looks like he might play with Matthias Janmark, who went to the Stanley Cup final last year against the Tampa Bay Lightning with the Dallas Stars. And Andrew Shaw, which everybody's happy and great to see Andrew Shaw back in there. So it's going to be a good test for some of these younger players going in right off the bat against one of the best teams in the NHL. But you might as well get your feet wet right off the bat.
Troy, give us a reason to think that Dominik Kubalik can repeat what he did last year, and also that Alex DeBrincat will bounce back this year from where he was last year compared to where he was the year before.
Yeah, great questions. If you look at Alex DeBrincat, 28 goals his first year, 41 goals his second year, and then dropped down to 18 last year. He signed a big contract, and I don't think that has anything to do with it. That's going to kick in this year, 3 years at about $6.5 million per year. But if you look at some of the analytics with the DeBrincat last year, and I'm not a big analytics guy, but you have to dig a little bit deeper to try and figure out why Alex didn't have the success last year. His shooting percentage was way down last year, and it felt to me that his confidence at time, he's got a great one-timer, and we saw that the first 2 years. It just seemed like the timing was a little bit off. They started to flutter. He would miss some wide open nets, but he was getting those opportunities, and he was getting the shots. Just the shooting percentage was way down, so you would think that on average that shooting percentage is going to come up this year, and I think that he's going to be back up around the 30 goal mark in that area maybe even a little bit more playing on the top line with Strome and Kane. He's going to get a lot of power play looks. He's going to get a lot of that offensive zone time. And for Dominik Kubalík, I think that from what he did last year, he caught a lot of people by surprise, but by him and his demeanor this year at training camp, he's a more confident player. Last year, he was a little bit shy. Of course, he's coming over here and playing in the NHL for the first time, doesn't know a lot about Chicago or North America or the North American game. This year, he just seems like he's a lot more confident, and just the way that he's handling himself in the media, the way that he's on the ice, being a little bit more of a leader, taking more assertive role in the practices. I think Dominik Kubalík can really excel this year and match those numbers he had last year and maybe even elevate those a little bit, just because of the fact that I think he's going to be more comfortable this year. He's got a great shot. He's got a great attitude. He came into camp in great shape. So there's a lot of reasons to be excited for both Dominik Kubalík and Alex DeBrincat to have those type of years again.
Troy Murray, sponsored by ChevyDriveChicago.com. Troy, obviously you're going to get to know these opponents pretty well here this year with this expanded division. You're playing only them. That's easier for you, of course, less numbers to memorize and a lot of back-to-backs. these things are they're going to be some chippiness.
I hope that it develops into that, because that's what makes the game of hockey so special. And I'm not criticizing the way that the league has gone, but you know they will have 32 teams in next year with the Seattle Kraken coming in. But when you're playing some of these teams during the regular season and you only play them once, or it's once away, once at home, twice a year, you don't build up any animosity, and you take away from those division games. You know, when I played back in the 80s, different hockey, but it was called the Chuck Norris Division for a reason. Yeah. I mean, it was nasty, and it was mean. And when you played these guys, you put something in the back of your mind. If you can't do something right there and say, okay, I'm going to take this guy's number, I'm not going to forget this, and when I have the opportunity, there'll be a little bit of payback. I expect that that's going to come into effect a little bit more when you're playing all these teams that much, and there's so much at stake on the line. You just look at the ability of these teams to just develop a rivalry, and you know, you get Detroit back in there, and Detroit's struggling a little bit as far as their results and everything, but you get Detroit back in, and that was a great rivalry for so many years. So I think you're going to reunite some of these old rivalries, you're going to reinvest in some of the new ones, and when you are playing these guys back to back, which never really happens in the NHL, you know, pick a number and like, hey, I'll get you back the next game. And you're going to play these guys a lot. So I expect that intensity and that rivalry issue is really going to kick up this year.
And we can't wait to see it and hear it too. Troy and John at 7 o'clock tonight, the puck drop, and we got the pregame at 6:30. I can't wait.
6:30, and they'll be right down the hall.
Yeah, exactly. Troy, good to see
you. You know what? I was in there the other day doing some spots for our good friends at Chevy, but, you know, love the setup there. I know Bill and Bob have done a wonderful job. You guys out WGN are always so gracious for us to come in there, and I'm excited. John's excited. Chris Bowden's excited. I think Chicago is excited to get this thing going. So, John and Dave, thanks for having me on.
Troy, don't forget to bring your food tonight. We have no food here.
Yeah, leave some for tomorrow, too.
I've got my lunch box.
Perfect.
Yeah, put some in the fridge for Dave for the next morning, too. All right, Troy Murray, take care. We appreciate it.